Good morning. Well, I guess it could be good afternoon. It's good afternoon for us here in the Rocky Mountain area, depending on the time zone you're in. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom. We are coming to you live today, July 25th, 2024, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way that you listen to the world. My name is Kay Dragon, and I'm here with Maureen Herhauer. Thanks for choosing to spend the next hour with us. We just love this. I'm so glad to be back. I was gone for a while. I wish I would have been having fun doing fun things, but I wasn't.
Necessary things.
Yes. And Maureen was holding down the fort, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it's fun. And, you know, I'm not used to it, but I do the best I can.
Oh, you do a great job. You really do. So today, well, you know, we'll do our usual things. You know, it's been a really interesting, crazy week with so much going on in the world. I was trying to find some good news, but the good news, I think, for me is, you know, that we have the possibility of a woman president, which really thrills me. I think it's time for us.
That is good news. That's true.
It's very good news. And things feel really good around that. A lot of a lot of empowerment for us. We really need that right now in this day and age. So many transitions happening for women.
Yeah, very much. I think also just knowing, I mean, whether you're Republican or Democrat, just knowing that there's a woman that can empower other women.
Yes.
You're more empowered in your own personal life. You're like, yeah, I could do it. Hey, I'm going to try that. You know?
Yeah.
For me, that's how I feel lately. I really do. And you know me pretty good, Kay. So,
oh yeah.
You know the stuff's been going on. And I don't know. I just feel like I feel better about stuff.
Even though,
you know.
Me, I feel a lot better, you know, knowing that. You know, and it's so good to let our daughters and granddaughters and nieces and whoever feel that they are able to do so many things with their lives.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. It's interesting. We've been watching this show. I can't remember if it's on Netflix or what. It's Lady in the Lake. I highly recommend it. It's very interesting because it's back in the 60s. One woman is Black, the other one is Jewish, and the things that they go through as women and the way we were treated in that time. You know, you and I remember those times. How women were expected to act. And, you know, if you stepped outside of that, there was something very, very wrong with you.
Yeah, exactly.
We couldn't have credit cards in our name.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Things that we couldn't have. So just watching this show really reflects a lot of things that are deep in my past.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out. I love Netflix anyway. Watching something on there.
Well, it might be on Apple, but it's so interesting to see the old cars. My mother used to have a Corvair, and this lady drives a Corvair. It's like, oh, my mom had one of those little push button things.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, shift the gears, you know, and stuff.
Gear shift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that just brings a lot of memories, boy. I went to the prom. Yeah, I went to the prom with a kid that lived in Friendsville, Maryland, which is south. It's not far from Pennsylvania. Anyway, long story short. And he came to pick me up because I went to his prom. To pick me up in this old car that had been sitting on his dad's farm, and I had the push button thing. It's really old. It's old I am. Well, the car is a lot older than me then, but you know, the push button thing is interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to drive a car like that. But anyway. Yeah, I think empowerment for women now is very important. And I feel like the tide has turned, you know?
Yes.
I really do.
Well, it's like so many things have been taken back for us, from us. So, and that will change things quite a bit. And I'm happy for that. We deserve it.
Yeah, we do.
We're smart. We know how to make changes in the world. So I'm just really excited to see what's gonna happen with that. So I really couldn't find any. I was kind of looking for other happy news, but there's just been so much going on, in personal lives. It's so interesting. You and I both have friends
Oh
who have been
gosh.
sick with the same thing. It's just
Yeah,
kind of
isn't that
weird.
was weird when you texted me? I'm like, what? Yeah, the day before I had my emergency with my partner, your roommate. Yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway.
Fred, you know, his
Yeah.
doctor calling saying, maybe you ought to go to the emergency room. And
Yeah.
that was just pretty crazy. You know, I think that Denver is having such a hard time, you know, with the air quality and such,
Yeah.
that I think it has a lot to do with it. The air quality and the heat.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of times when you just should stay in. I don't care how old you are or what your health is like. You should not be. And they even say, don't go out, don't exercise outside.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference. And Denver, the Denver area, I had a friend that visited here from, and she's from Virginia, and she was amazed at how physically active people are here. She said
Oh,
people like
really?
that, yeah, in DC and stuff, are not like that. They're not that health conscious as we are in
Wow.
Colorado.
Huh.
And you know, we really are, and making changes in as much as we can,
Yeah.
with the air quality and stuff. And something else I saw today is about the plastics. Oh my goodness. You know how they're finding plastics in people's heart blockages and things
Oh
like that.
God,
Why
yeah.
need plastics?
That's
That is
scary.
just so crazy to me. But you know, one thing that I appreciate Denver has done, and Aurora, all around us, has gotten rid of those plastic bags. I always hated those things.
Really? Yeah, you'd always see them hanging up in a tree or on the boat
Oh,
or
they're
on a
awful.
power
They're
line.
awful. And I would always end up with bruises because I try to carry too much
Oh
in
yeah.
that little bitty plastic bag. Oh, I can
Yeah.
do that. I'll just put it on my arm here. And yeah, I don't miss those. And I'm trying to get away from the plastic bottles.
Oh yeah, I know.
My friend Lee gave me this really nice cup. You know, it's a Starbucks thing, but it keeps my water cold all day long. So I'm
Nice.
using that and getting rid of the bottles. Just
Yeah.
trying everything to get rid of the plastics, because when we were little kids, there were no plastics.
There was no plastic, no.
No,
All the
it was
bottles, yeah.
glass bottles.
Yep, and you returned them and you recycled them. That was
Yeah,
just it.
that's
That
what we
was the way it
did
was. Yeah.
when we were kids. That's what we did. It's like, I'm gonna go pick up some pop bottles and I can go buy some
Yes.
candy or something.
Yeah, and there were always a few laying around somewhere, you know. I remember my dad, he was a big beer drinker, but he would get a case of beer, but you had like Pennsylvania, you had to go to a distributor, and then if you wanted to buy liquor, you had to go to the state store. But anyway, yeah, and so I can remember these old beer cases that had like flip top lids, and they were all worn out, but they were made out of like super heavy duty cardboard. And you'd throw your bottles back in there and return them and get a new case. And I mean, it just worked, you know. I guess there's too many of us now. Who knows why they don't do it that way.
Yeah, I like the bottles better. You know, and sodas and stuff even tasted better in bottles. Really
Yeah.
did. Really
All right.
have.
Well, we're all, you know, it's oil in the water. We can't pull it
Yeah,
back.
a little too late now, but
Yeah.
we can do little things to
Yeah,
make a
it's true.
difference in our lives.
It's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Were you going to do the scopes today?
I am, you know, I did the scopes, and you know, something I want everybody re to remember is, like, I didn't get to them the last couple of weeks. I had a whole bunch of tests and stuff done at National Jewish Hospital and such. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
did.
had that done and such last week. And I didn't get to the scopes, but I want everybody to know that when I do the scopes weekly, that's not just weekly, that's for the entire month.
Oh,
So,
okay.
you know, as I do that, just kind of, I need to start putting them, you know, on top of each other in my on my website and
Yeah.
on 12listen.com. So everybody can just read them. Well, they're weekly, but they're for the whole month. And I like doing it because it just keeps me in tune. It really
Yeah.
does. It tunes me into that higher consciousness, I
Yeah,
guess.
what's going on in the, you know, in the universe, kind of, you know, the, you
Yeah.
know,
Well,
metaphysically or spiritually, yeah.
and it's like an exercise. You know, the
Okay.
more you use it, the more the it the stronger your connection is going to be. I know this is a kind of maybe off topic. It's so weird, but there's something that I do every day that helps me like get set for the day with readings and such. And it's watch The Price is Right. I know that's so
Aha,
crazy, but it's like, okay, what's this one going to be? What's that going to be? It's like,
oh, that's
bing,
cute.
bing, bing. Of course, I couldn't do that if I was there as a contestant.
Oh yeah, you're like intuitively picking what's gonna be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And it's like,
cool.
right.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Just little things like that
Yeah.
you can do to kind of exercise
Intuitive
your
ability.
abilities and
Yeah,
such.
sure.
Because I
Love
know a
it.
lot of people listening, you know, they're on their way and already doing things to improve their intuition and such with themselves
Yep.
and with the universe. So just look for the little things. And it doesn't have to be anything big or prominent. It's just like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
I can play this and let's see what happens here.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, it's fun. That's kind of a good idea. I like.
Hayes, crazy little tips
I know.
on how to become more psychic. Let me
Yeah.
get a drink of water here. And then, you know, I'll start with the scopes and
Well, we did our show. We did a show this weekend locally. It was a great show. And I always find that after you're probably the same way. After you do a show, you're like, you feel kind of high. You know, you're just like high on this energy and this intuitiveness. And I don't know, maybe that's why I feel so good today. I had to work through some tough stuff, but I don't know. It just feels good after that. Do you find that like you're in tune a little more or
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely. You know, and I then there's a fine line of where you do too much. You need to know when to shut it off, like a certain amount of people, and it's like, okay, pull back from here and go out and walk around and visit other people.
Yes.
And once you have that down, I think it takes experience to be able to do that. People like you and me, we know. It's not limits. I wouldn't call it limits. It's just taking care of
It's
our health.
self-care. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do get wiped. You get, I can remember the first two big shows that I did. Oh my God, I didn't eat. You know,
Yes.
I was exhausted, you know, anyway.
I
But
know. Yeah, because it's like people are coming one after another after another. And
that's,
it's like, I have to help them. I have to help them all. It's like,
yes.
no, you have to take care of yourself first.
Yep.
And I can remember my first big show walking out and I dropped this glass thing right by my car. I was so high. Oh my God, I was so high. It was just crazy. You know,
Yeah.
since then I've been learned how to ground myself, you
Yeah.
know, and it's taken a lot of practice on how to do that and eating the right foods and such. But you know how that is,
I
how we
do.
get so out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, when you're
Yeah.
new and that first opens up,
Yeah. Yeah, it can be crazy, but I guess you have to experience it. But yeah, we learn as we go.
yes, we do.
As we go. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Oh, yes. If you're new to 1-2 Radio, and you'd like to join us in the chat room, we would love that because we will
Yeah.
answer some questions, you know, if you have any, towards the end of the show.
Yep.
Just go to the page, the 1-2 Radio page, and
Facebook, yeah.
yeah, and click on chat, and that will take you to Facebook. And
Oh,
if
okay.
this is your first time here, Jay will you know, let you in. After that, you won't have to worry about that. But just the first time we do that. So anyway, please join us. We really like that. So let's see here. Let me see who we've got in the chat room. My dog Alice is trying to break in. She's been so needy. Oh
Oh,
my goodness, she's needy.
cute.
And my roommate's been not well, so she's been needy with him too.
Oh,
Let's
he
see, we've
loves
got
it.
Renee and Jay, of course. Jay's our producer. We love Jay. And Quelly and me. It's a little quiet today so far. That's okay. Let me see here. Okay. Good morning, y'all. Aries. You're very creative and basically on fire at this time. You might go ahead and begin a new business or start something new and inspirational. Keep your ideas and enthusiasm to yourself because there are others around you who might want to squelch your ideas. They might think that they're doing that for your own good, or they can't see the whole picture. So be careful of what you share. Kind of keep some things to yourself. Let them have a little bit now and then about what you're doing. And you know who these people, you know who they are and who you need to kind of keep under wraps. There are, however, some supporters who will be very loyal and know what you're talking about. So definitely tap into them and their support and whatever way they can help you. That's what I have for Aries.
Hey, today I'm using the deck of cards called the Key Oracle Deck by Michelle Masseri, or Carey, never pronounce her name. And the card I pulled for Aries is fun and adventure, joy. It's time to play and get reacquainted with your childlike self. Open up to your sense of adventure and fantasy. You've been way too serious and moving through the motions. Snap out of it and have some fun.
I like that. I like that. It is time to have fun. And definitely, if you're starting something new and inspirational, have fun with it. If it's a lot of work and a lot of drudgery, you might want to rethink that doing that because you really do need to have some fun and let your hair down a little bit. And I kind of feel traveling a little bit. It could just be short little weekend thing or something like that. But I feel like that's really a good place
It's always
for you
good.
to kind of be able to breathe and feel creative. Let your guard down a little bit when you're just kind of out in the open. I get a vision of somebody on a motorcycle, sort of. So yes. Taurus, are you trying to control or manipulate a situation? Chances are this is something that you've come across before. You know what they say about doing things the same old way and getting the same results. The collective urges you to stand down and become the observer. Just wait and see how things fall into place rather than jumping in there and trying to do the same things that you've done before. It feels like there's like spirit, the collective is waiting to give you some other answers and assistance in handling something. And it's got a very karmic flavor to it. So you can make these changes and not have to deal with it again. And I get, I don't know what it's about. Of course, every Taurus has a different kind of, I mean, the overall message is the same, but some things are different and it has to do with guilt, not feeling guilt about standing up for yourself, and taking care. So don't fall into that trap. And that's what I have for Taurus.
Hey, the card for Taurus is isolation. There is a tendency to push people away by isolating yourself from uncomfortable situations. Look into new ways to break down the walls to create better ways to connect with others. Don't keep your light to yourself. Open up to share it.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, some people, some of us Virgos are really guilty of this, that sometimes we will just shut down if there's something that feels overloaded or we get hurt or something like that. We just pull back and shut down. And Taurus is will do that too sometimes. But I think they break out of it a little bit easier. But that's a wonderful message for Taurus.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Gemini. Look beyond the illusion and see things as they are. Maybe talk to a friend who won't tell you what you want to hear. It's going to be what you need to hear. You know that person, it's that person that you know who just kind of pulls the bandage off or says whatever, and you go, oh, okay. I think everybody's got one of those friends. We all need that friend. It might sting a bit, but it needs to happen. I hear the word damage control, trying to keep your thoughts and actions to the highest good, because anything less will reflect poorly on you. So keep your actions, your thoughts, for the highest good for everyone. There could be some anger, some jealousy, something coming across, but you need to work past that and let that go and not take it personally. And that's what I have for Gemini.
Okay, this was a jumper card. It just jumped right out. Yep. So it's called co-creation, spirit guidance. Your spirit guides and guardians are here to assist you, to help you evolve into your authentic self. The time is now to see yourself as your spiritual team sees you. They ask that you remove all limiting thoughts and open yourself up to them. Meditation and asking for signs are a great way to deepen your connection.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, also that friend that tells you the truth.
Yes.
I gotta open you up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't believe she said that.
Yeah, tell me what you really think.
Yeah, that's the truth.
The one who says, that looks terrible on you.
Yeah, thinking.
Let me give you something better
exactly.
To wear.
Yeah.
Yes. That used to be my sister. She was great at that. She was a Scorpio like you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, she loved music, and she would tell me what songs sound good and which songs just suck.
Oh, nice. That was good. Good for her.
Yeah, she was very good at that. And I really appreciated that so much.
She
gave me
you
something
to your,
sing.
Yeah, she wanted you to be at your best.
Yes, Scorpios are like that.
I've been slapped in the face a couple.
Cancer. Someone may enter or re-enter your life who will help you remember that there is magic and amazing things really can happen. This energy feels like fun, and it might even be kind of flirty. Keep your intentions clear and positive. The collective wants you to remember the power in your breath. Breath is very powerful, especially when it comes to manifesting. And what they're showing me is so interesting in working with that. They say it's an art that you want to color. Now bring in color while you're visualizing color, while you're bringing in your breath, and you want to manifest something within your life. You know, and that's like opening up and allowing spirit to come through you with what you want. And it's almost like just putting your order. You know, we were talking about AI earlier.
Yeah.
It's just like put those little click in things that you want and allow it to create. This is a very natural process. And I think that people have done this forever. And sometimes you'll do this and it's like, oh, how did that happen? You know, but I'm, you know, spirit is coming through now to tell you how that happens. So absolutely use that. I think I'll use it myself. That's what I've got for Cancer.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So the card is perspective. A change in perspective is needed to view you or the situation with compassion. The root core of pain is often associated with how you may view yourself or the situation from a wounded place. Choosing to heal this brings the broken pieces back together to create a healthy viewpoint.
Wow. I like that too. Interesting. Next, we have Leo. My daughter's a Leo. The one that went through so much. She's getting stronger and stronger. Shine on, my lovely Leos. You have made great strides in the last year. You're beginning to be more autonomous, to be that individual person again. Perhaps you had to rely on others for everything over the past few months. Maybe it could have even been years. Your strength is building, so stretch out your claws and feel your strength. Step to the side and stop letting your ego do the talking. Take a long look at this amazing person and give yourself credit where credit is due. And that's what I have for Leo.
Oh, that's amazing for your daughter too.
Yeah.
So the card I pulled is support. You are being guided to reach out to form partnerships and alliances to expand your vision and perspective. Take this time to see who comes into your life that is offering to assist you with your endeavor. Asking for help often leads to accomplishing your goals more quickly. Partnerships and support. Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a little conflicting to what the has been in the past, but it just seems like the other people were here for one type of support, and now some newer people can come in for other support.
You know,
Leos don't do well, they're very strong and autonomous. Peggy's a Leo, but you also have to have your crew around you.
Yeah.
You have to have your people around you. And sometimes those people need to change a little bit. So a different kind of support. Let me look in the, see if anybody's joined us here.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking. I don't see.
Refresh my page.
I'm trying not to erase things.
We might get done easy early today. I don't know.
Quiet. Yeah, it's quiet.
It is quiet. Oh, hello, Renee. She's waving at us. Okay. Renee votes for someone according to their past history, for what they supported, opinion on important topics, never on gender or color, etc. Okay. Let's see who else we have here. What are their agendas? I'm not going to go into politics right now. I got too many other things to do. Let's see. Quilly. Hello, Quilly. Good to have you here.
Yeah.
What else? That's about all we got right now. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me see what we got here. Oh, I got to go find my Word document again. Sometimes it gets a little lost.
Yeah.
Okay, Virgo, let your heart be ruled by the fact that you control the environment you choose. There are facts and figures and opinions, but the only ones that count are yours. Pull back, observe, create your comfort zone from within. I see a cozy little house. It's like a little house that you created and decorated and cleaned. You know, that's a Virgo thing, and it's absolutely loved by you. But you know, it's like inward. It's in the chest area, in all of that, all the things that you love and you cherish. It kind of reminds me of Goldilocks, but even though she was rude and judgmental little thing, so you know, we'll send her packing. But you know, it kind of reminds you of that thing, that little house that's absolutely perfect. And that feels like a good place to be right now for Virgos. Anyway, that's what I've got for Virgo.
Okay, and the card is High Vibrations Transformation. You have chosen to step into a higher vibration that is in alignment with your soul path and your higher knowing. You now have the awareness that you are limitless and ready for transformation.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. That's me. So what time have we got? Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
See you on the other side.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Strands of Wisdom with Kay Dragon and Maureen Hauer. We are doing the scopes right now. Let me see where we're at. Maureen, where were we?
I lost track.
Oh,
just
Virgo.
Just write it down.
Virgo and Goldilocks, that
oh right, Virgo,
bad Goldilocks. Little girl stealing the bear's houses.
Spoiled
yes.
little child.
She was not very nice. She wasn't a good guest.
Right.
You might hear me kind of muting once in a while because I have this cough going on. So that's not fun. And you definitely don't want to hear that. So I am muting that when I do cough. So let's see Libras. Libras, don't take any warnings lightly. Do your homework and know these suggestions or warnings are coming from a place of love and admiration. There is no need to be fearful, especially if you have all of your bases covered. Light attracts as light, so shine on. Make sure you keep your expectations very positive, but definitely just be aware. Just be aware of your surroundings and people around you. And there are people that will kind of reach out to you, friends. So that's what I've got for Libra.
Okay, and the card is abundance and security. Money is energy like anything else. You want it to flow and not feel trapped. Trusting that the universe will take care of you gives off the energy of abundance and expectancy in every dollar you receive. Know that you are supported and the money will flow.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Cool.
I like these cards. What are these cards again?
These are the Key Oracle Deck, Unlocking Answers for Self-Healing by Michelle Mosseri, M-O-C-E-R-I. Artwork by Kelly Parsons. She's a local medium, I think.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask, if she's local.
She's local. Yeah, I met her at a show. She was. She had developed these cards and she was selling them. She wasn't doing readings at the show, but at the BMS, Body, Mind, Spirit Expo.
Mm-hmm.
But her daughter was doing astrological readings and she was selling the cards. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, it was so interesting at this last fair. Someone came up and asked me if I knew Michelle Dragon. I go, yes, this is my daughter. But this Michelle Dragon is someone who I guess she is widely known. She's a Reiki master and has traveled the world getting oils and things like that for healing and such. It's like, oh, okay, I've never heard of her before, but that's very interesting. You know, my daughter's very she's a corporate person. She's the lady running the meetings, you know, behind the Zoom call or in the Zoom call for hours and hours. That's her. It's just so interesting. That would be the last thing in the world I think that she would do. Now, my oldest daughter, maybe, because she, I don't know if you ever met Kim when she was selling her soap. She was making soap.
No,
It was called Sudsy Bear.
Oh, cute. No, I didn't.
Yeah, and she used to come and do fairs with me once in a while. And she's the one that, my little Leo that became ill. And she's a grown woman, of course.
She'll always be your little Leo.
Very important job now. You know, she used to come to the shows. And it was so much fun. I loved having her there.
Yeah.
And then when she was healing, Peggy and I used to work on her a lot.
Yeah.
And people that we know, you know, Carol and some of the other people, Carol and Quinn from the shows who have these beautiful stones and stuff, helped me a great deal in picking the stones to help her heal. And it's just amazing how these things can work. And she was so welcoming when it came to that energy. It's like, when are you coming over? Mom, when are you coming over?
Yeah, nice.
And we had her stones over there. It made a huge difference.
It's like a network of healing.
Oh, yeah.
Even the stones form that network, that energy source, you know, that you could draw from.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's so important, and it could shift everything. I mean, they were amazed that she was alive. And it took a lot of work on her part. It was a big family thing. and all these different doctors. It took a
Wow.
it was a lot of life force that went into it to keeping her going.
Amazing. Yeah,
But
I'm glad she's
I'm
still
so
healthy.
grateful. I'm so grateful.
Yes. Yeah.
So I guess we'll move to Scorpio. Scorpio, freedom is your theme. Make others accountable for their problems and attitudes. If they seem a bit rough, then you might have to use that velvet hammer.
The old velvet hammer. I have
The good old velvet hammer. It can be quite effective.
those.
Don't take on any added responsibilities at this time. I just hear this really low chattering vibration. It's very primal and very root chakra and sacral chakra kind of energy, and it's like this hum or something that I feel. It's pretty cool. It feels very primal, like the beginning of time, the beginning of the earth is what this feels like, this vibration. And it's I guess from the collective, I would say that it seems to be absorbed into your auric field kind of right now. But don't be afraid of it. Don't fear. Just allow huge collective energies that are so old yet bringing something new for you. So I can just see that beautiful energy, and I don't know why I see a prayer beads around Scorpio necks. And finding that right vibration that works with this energy that's coming through. It's kind of like a conductor, I guess, of that energy and working with it. But it's pretty powerful from where I stand.
Love that.
So that's what I've got for Scorpio.
Yeah, I am Scorpio, and I just had a discussion with my partner this morning about, energy, and I will still speak my truth. I don't care, but I won't cross a line, but I will use that velvet hammer if I need to. Anyway, so the card I pulled was past life karma cycles. Yeah, interesting, huh? This indicates a past life is the reason why the intense energy surrounds you, the person or the situation. Look into ways to clear past life karma and see the bigger picture of the situation by viewing it from a lesson perspective. Taking ownership for your part and forgiveness are key in releasing past life. I like that too. That's pretty cool. That one matches that one, I think.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Sagittarius, endings are difficult. And it can be difficult to let go of something or someone who's been a big part of your life, even a small part of your life. It doesn't make any difference. It still feels you could sometimes know somebody for a week and have them that person leave your life, and it makes a big void. I feel a large shift of energy upon releasing the collective. And wait a minute. Sorry, I have to tell you that I channel these sometimes word to text. So sometimes it comes out a little wonky when I don't get a chance to look at it. I feel a large shift of energy upon releasing, and the collective sends love and healing to you and reminds you to be in gratitude as changes take place. There are going to be changes, but yeah, you have to really be in gratitude and look at the whole picture. Like anything in the world, there will be space. It's like a vacuum. And I see some beautiful energy coming your way once whatever that other energy has left. And this new energy brings a lot of happiness and joy. And that's what I have for Sagittarius.
And the card is humanitarian and service. Your soul longs to joyfully serve. Being of service is a huge calling that is honorable and satisfying. How are you being called to serve humanity? Serve with grace and humility to assist those that cannot help themselves. Be an advocate, a confidant, and an inspiration along the way.
I love that because I know
Yeah.
Sagges. Well, my youngest daughter is a Sag, and she's always giving, giving,
Oh,
giving. She will give till it hurts. Oh, we have to keep an eye on her. And I have another Sag friend who is always doing something in the community and helping somehow. But yeah, that's, that is so big for a Sagittarian, and it's just part of their nature that is so beautiful and powerful. I know they can be feisty. They really can, and say something that's like, oh,
Yeah.
that hurt. They have a wicked mouth sometimes, but in the same breath, they can be very funny and very helpful with so many things.
Yeah, I love that card for that, for the Sag.
Yeah. Actually, my Sag daughter, when my Leo daughter was in the hospital, it was for over a month. She would go up there and stay there all night with her because Kim was terrified. She was so scared and wanted her there all the time, and she happily did that. And sometimes would work from there or go home really quick and sign on and work. She didn't get a whole lot of sleep during that period of time, but she's amazing. She's an amazing sister, an
That's
amazing
love,
daughter.
true love,
Yeah.
beautiful.
Okay. What do we got here? We've got Capricorn now. We're running right through these. Should we take a look in Facebook?
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat. We have Karan, Renee, Quilly.
Yeah, Quilly.
Anybody wants some in what do you call it? Like quickie reading, quickie insight into something that we could do towards the end then if you want. But we're running close, so.
Wait a minute. Why am I not seeing that? Sometimes Facebook just gets so weird. I know that CA has trouble with Facebook and the messages and such.
Yeah, I'm not seeing. I don't know. I hope I'm not missing anybody, but that's what I
Okay.
see. So,
Karen, is it Karen?
Karen, Karan.
Well, I hope I'm not messing up your name. Welcome. I'm happy you're here. Thanks for being here. Let's see. In all truth, we just do this for ourselves. We love it. It's fun. And fun interacting with people. Absolutely. So I was going on to Capricorn, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Capricorn. You may have experienced some difficult and dry times, but I see the wind shifting in your direction. The collective reminds me of the spiritual laws of abundance. Let go of thoughts of scarcity or lack, those feelings of not having enough and just kind of holding back, not really, and tithing. Tithing is really important, even a little bit. If you've got the intention there of what you're working with, what you give, you get back a hundredfold. The quality of what you give, also, if it's service that you're giving, is also what you will attract. And that's what I've got for Capricorn.
Hey, the card is old conditioning, release. It's time to release old conditioning and to step into a new way of being. The old story and past cycles of blame, shame, and guilt need to move out. Take inventory of what no longer resonates and what isn't your burden to carry. Unload what has been weighing you down.
Nice.
Release.
I just feel like this period of time is such a great opportunity for Capricorns to move forward and like you said, letting go of things in the past or things that they've been hanging on to for a long time. And there seems to be a little bit of fear around it. It just seems like healing that needs to happen, and the collective, it's like the collective always hears you and works with you and wants the best for you. So yeah, stepping into that new kind of thought and behavior will work so well for you. So really keep that in mind. So that's what I've got for Capricorn. Aquarius. You know, Aquariuses. Isn't that weird? They're both Aquariuses. How interesting.
Who's
My
that?
roommate is an Aquarius.
Oh.
Relax and catch your breath. You have to push yourself hard in some areas of your life. And now you have done that in the past, pushed yourself very hard. And now it's time to go back and allow the Lady of the Light, to fill you with light and healing. Sometimes she has a difficult time getting through to you because you're so busy overthinking. Relax, listen to music, allow yourself to get the messages and the direction that you'll need so you can move forward again. But it just seems like everything needs to stop, even though there's been a lot going on. Your body is telling you, and it just feels like your auric field is kind of buzzing somehow. So it's time to step back and allow the healing to happen. And you can always call on the Lady of the Light too, you know, and visualize her healing. It just feels like a golden light. I see a golden light coming in through the crown chakra and working through that and through your body and through your auric field and down into the earth, grounding a lot of that energy and those things that you no longer need, those things that don't serve you. Maybe they did at one time, but they don't now. So that's what I have for Aquarius.
Aquarius, full circle, completion. You have chosen to learn from your mistakes and move forward, closing out the cycle. Every layer of yourself you acknowledge is a layer that served its purpose. You are now feeling your power by seeing your inner strength and your determination pay off. Be proud of this moment and let it carry you forward.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Really fits too.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Get a drink. Well, I have Pisces.
Okay.
Pisces, helping others is a good thing, but now when you really lack boundaries, you really got to keep your boundaries up. Ground yourself and put up your shields. It's like Pisces looks like a psychic sponge to me right now. There's this huge sponge and you're just taking that all in. It's time to create space between you, you know, and others. It's just a boundary space. It's not anything forever, but it's healthy, you know, very healthy for you to have that space. Cause it seems like other people's stuff is kind of creeping in. And it feels like it has a codependency kind of feel to it and enabling, which is not really healthy for you or anybody else. Sometimes in your life, there might be somebody in your life that takes and takes, and as long as you are giving, this cycle will continue. It's just they take, you allow it, you let it happen, and there's a codependency there because you care for that person or you make excuses for that person. So you have to, maybe it's even yourself, it could be, you need to break out of that cycle. I just see this merry-go-round going around and around and around, and it's like you got to be brave enough to jump off of it. Are you helping because the relationship serves you? Look at your intentions. Have you been down this road before? You know, and I have a little trouble, you know, it's such a overwhelming feeling and feels so enmeshed that it's hard to tell whether it's Pisces or the person around them. So getting the clarity around that, I need to ground myself, I guess. And that's what I've got for Pisces.
Okay, the card is inflexible and change. You or the person involved are set in ways that are impeding growth. Be more open-minded. See the other person's point of view to expand your perspective in a healthy way. Oftentimes, being too rigid masks the problem that causes imbalance and unrest. Flexibility is needed to create flow. That's interesting. Huh. Well, my partner's a Pisces, but he wasn't in situations before. It's actually improved, but I hope it's not me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, sometimes these fit in different ways that we don't understand.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's see. Let me look back if I can find my Facebook here again. Here we go. Meaning,
Shelly Hedges. Did you see her?
oh, no,
Shelly's
I did
on.
not. Let me see here.
She says, "Hi, Kay. Caught your broadcast. Thanks,
Oh, thank you,
Shelly."
Shelly.
Yeah.
I love Shelly. She comes to my channeling classes. I do, well, it's not really a class, it's a session. You can't call it a class. It's a channeling, a channeled meditation and message time. Everybody in, I need to set one up pretty soon, I think. Everybody in the session kind of works towards healing themselves and the planet.
Right.
And it's very powerful, very strong. I love doing it, love the energy. And afterwards, everybody gets their own channeled message. I mean, it's like now I kind of channel while I'm doing some of the scopes here, but I have to stay at a certain level of
Yes.
consciousness here. But when
Yeah.
I do that, when I do the channeling in the sessions, I go much deeper, much deeper. And I really enjoy that. And I will set up one pretty soon here in the next.
Is that on the 1-2 Academy?
Yes, 1-2
Oh,
Academy.
okay,
Yes.
gotcha.
Yes. And just want everybody to know that they can get us on 1-2listen.com.
Yeah.
We are both advisors there. We have a lot of great advisors. So I guess we might be able to just wrap this up. Do you have something for us to wrap things up with?
Yep, I do have Louise Hay. Again, it's from the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And so this is what I'm going to close with. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole and complete. I see any resistance patterns within me only as something else to release. They have no power over me. I am the power in my world. I flow with the changes taking place in my life as best I can. I approve of myself and the way I'm changing. I am doing the best I can. Each day gets easier. I rejoice that I am in the rhythm and flow of my ever-changing life. Today is a wonderful day. I choose to make it so. All is well in my world.
Nice. I like that. Anyway, we will be back next week. Same time, same place. And that will be in August then, won't we?
I
Oh
know.
my
I can't
gosh.
believe it. Cannot believe it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Oh, wow. It'll be
Yep,
August 1st, actually.
crazy.
We will be back. I'm not sure what sales we've got going on. But I think it's like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but if you sign up for the newsletter, and some of you don't allow us to send you minutes, we'd love to do that. But I know that you don't want a whole bunch of email and everything, and we won't spam you, I promise. But if
Yeah.
you'd like to get some minutes, allow us to do so through your email. Anyway, we are going to be off doing whatever we're doing until next week. Thank you so much for being here. Really
Thanks.
appreciate you spending some time with us. Bye now.
Bye. See you next week.